Well, Auckland's roaming dogs are responsible for more than 1,000 attacks on other animals each year. The attacks have severely injured or killed animals, including cats, rabbits and sheep, left families with vet bills totalling thousands of dollars. Council figures show the number of attacks has been growing. Katie Fitzgerald reports.
Auckland cat owner Sarah woke to a shocking sight in the early hours of the morning a few weeks ago.
We heard some commotion in our front yard, raced outside, and these three dogs had our cat and were flinging him around the front yard. And we managed to get him off them and race them to the after hours vet, but he passed away as soon as we got there. He just had too many injuries.
Sarah had become used to seeing roaming dogs in her neighbourhood, but when she saw security footage of the attack, she was shocked by the way the dogs stalked her cat, which was elderly and kept to himself.
So he was 14 and, yeah, he was just outside in our front yard doing his thing, and they came onto the property quite clearly hunting, like no barking. You can see them in the camera footage, you know, cornering him, chasing him and then all attacking him.
Sarah is one of a growing number of Auckland pet owners affected by dog attacks. In 2020 to 2021, Animal Management received 900 call-outs for roaming dogs attacking other animals. The following year, there were 1,000 call-outs, and in the 2022 to 23 year, there were 1,339. The vast majority of attacks were on cats, but there were also call-outs for attacks on cattle, chickens, horses, rabbits and sheep. Megan Alderson from the Strand Vet says dogs can inflict significant injuries.
You'll have puncture wounds on the outside, but crushed organs, lung, liver, kidneys on the inside, so they're very serious injuries. They get away with just a puncture wound, and then they can go on to abscessate.
If the animal survives, it's often a long and painful journey back to full health, and that can be expensive.
They actually oftentimes need 24/7 care for a number of days, so specialists are usually involved if it's not just their regular veterinarian or their GP, if it's outside of our realm of expertise, and it's the cost, you know. So the cost of these injuries can go definitely into the tens of thousands.
Megan Alderson says one of her clients needed therapy after her small dog was attacked in front of her and her child. Auckland Council Animal Management South team leader James Faulkner says any attack triggers an investigation. Once evidence is gathered, the dog's owners can be given an infringement notice or disqualified from owning dogs. If the council decides to prosecute, the dog could be euthanised. Mr. Faulkner says dog owners need to be more responsible.
I think the onus needs to be placed on dog owners. Having a dog is a fantastic experience, but it has a certain level of responsibility. People need to make sure that they get their dog trained and they get the right type of dog for them and that their property is secure. All of these things can stop a dog from roaming, and then that's going to prevent dog attacks.
James Faulkner says an officer spoke to Sarah after her cat's death, and the council has put traps in the area to catch the dogs responsible. They have not caught anything yet.
That report from Katie Fitzgerald.